Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You are listening to the Heartbeat of Kitsap, powered by the Silverdale Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to Uplift Kitsap, the virtual Kitsap Business Forum. Our mission is to engage in meaningful dialogue and stimulate thinking with our business community on relevant topics so that collectively we grow a healthy Kitsap economy. We are the Kitsap Business Forum. We're powered by the Silverdale Chamber of Commerce, and someday, somewhere over the rainbow, we'll meet in person again, and it'll be fabulous. Thank you to our sponsors who make this happen: West Sound Recording Group, Wave Broadband, Kitsap Bank, ServPro of Kitsap County, Express Employment Professionals, Port Madison Enterprises, and all of our partners: Silverdale Chamber of Commerce, Imprezi Marketing, B&B Auto Repair, and Global Leadership Summit. Thank you also to our steering committee. We have me as your chair, Crystal Thomas. We have Joel Baxter from B&B Auto, Kathleen Gordon, who just recently left our steering committee and moved to Texas, Amy Lacker Pickering from Sterling Property Group, April Idy Onofre from Kitsap Bank, and Angela Henderson from Imprezi Marketing. And we just added two new people to our steering committee, so I'll get that updated for next week. David Emmons, who is our new president of the chamber, has decided to join us. And Kathleen Arndt from ServPro is going to join our steering committee. So I'm super excited for a free moment on my side to give them things to do. Upcoming events: our panel discussion that I've been working on and keep pushing out is canceled again. So to be determined for next week, what will slide in there. So if you are a speaker, have a topic, want to talk, give me a call. Then we have Building a Team with Frank Ellerbrook coming up, and The Millionaire Mindset with Matt Augsburger. I had really good time talking to him about what needs to happen for you to make the money you want to make. And it was really cool. So you want to check that out. And you can check out all of our sites, silverdalechamber.com for our events, plus other events at the chamber, Kitsap Business Forum for registration and any updates about us, and then heartbeatofkitsappodcast.com, because of course, each of these are turned into a podcast by Rick at West Sound Recording Group. You can go check out all those past episodes. So today we're going to be talking about what's your motivation. For those who jumped in, you heard us talking about this motivation assessment. So there's a link in the chat if you hadn't already downloaded that. And it's not necessary to have it done before we go through the talk, but it is nice to be able to put it in perspective in regards to yourself. Kind of helps the learning sink in a little bit deeper and help us have some great conversations. But the way to fill this out is to check the shaded box. So you can use an X or a 1. And if you're saying number 4 is you prefer to work in a job that allows you to be of service to others, then you would put a check in that shaded box, which is under the D. And then at the end, you'll add up all the A's, every check mark you have in A, every check mark you have in B. And then that will tell you which one your strengths and motivations are. If I forgot to add this in the assessment, but I will email it out afterwards. So if you had the most in A, then your primary motive is achievement. If you had the most in B, then your primary motivation is autonomy. If you had the most in C, your primary motivation is power and influence. If you had the most in D, Then your primary motivation is relationships. In E, security. And in F, balance and comfort. So we're going to go through what each of those mean, and you can continue to go through that. And afterwards, I can email you guys out some more stuff that I just couldn't get to upload in the link on Google Drives. And I wanted you to at least have the assessment. But especially when I do the podcast, I'll put that all on the website as well for download. These motivations, and one of the things that this can do in a team, a family, any kind of working environment, is we're not all motivated by the same thing, right? Like, I might be motivated by achieving a goal, but my teammate is not. And so if our entire universe is set on goal achievement, she doesn't ever feel engaged and motivated. One of the cool things that happened on my team when I went through this training and then started learning everyone's motivation, and I have it inside their Outlook profile so I can reference it frequently, be like, wait a minute, she's coming in for her one-on-one. What was her motivation again? Because I'm having trouble connecting with how we achieve this goal. Each motivator wants to achieve goals, but the primary thing that gets them going, gets their passion geared up, is a completely different thing. And so that's the power of this and how it can truly get us engaged and make sure that we're all working at that high engagement level, which makes it really fun. And it helps us chat with each other, because as a leader, I can sometimes, in my high achievement, bowl over someone whose primary motivation is balance and comfort. When I like change and forward momentum, I can make them feel really off kilter and not motivated. So I have to make sure I'm coming from the right direction to get that change, because it's not that they don't like change. They just want it to look a little different than I do. So we'll go through each of them, and then we'll talk about some of the strategies that we use to get those. And feel free, it's a small enough group here that we can have some open discussion about it. So raise your hands, anything like that, throw it in the chat, and we'll have some fun with it. So the first motivation is that achievement. So if you had your primary, most of your check marks were in that achievement, that A box, then achievement is your primary motivator. And those with achievement are driven to personally accomplish significant goals. They exhibit this strong desire to excel. They like to take initiative, take responsibility, be in charge. They're the go-getters, the ones at the front of the line. They like that sense of challenge and accomplishment. They really push themselves. They're kind of those self-starters. They don't really need someone else kind of telling them to go, go, go. They're competitive, so they often exceed expectations. They're hardworking. Like this, the achievement group will exceed your expectations, go the extra mile, and get the job done. They're real hard workers. What are some of the watchouts from real go-getters who are super competitive? Sometimes if they're overly competitive, then it can have that negative connotation of they're just trying to get the goal and they don't care who they trample on to get it, right? We've all worked with that person. That's how that achievement can flip into the negative. They want to do it all, so they might take on too much work. I don't know anyone like that at all. And they feel like they can do things better and faster themselves. So they're not that great at delegating and asking for help. They can be really impatient and get frustrated. I see a few hands going up on that one. I'm not alone. So they can be impatient and get frustrated with time wasters, like people who aren't driving for that goal. And can you see how in a team, if someone doesn't have this as a motivation, it's not even anywhere in their chart, that those can rub each other the wrong way. And not only does maybe the autonomy person not feel motivated, but even the achievement person doesn't, because no one's with them trying to reach that goal. So we can play around with that. They can burn out really, really easy because they have that win at all cost mentality. And sometimes that costs themselves or their family or who knows what. The second is our B's. So if you had a high number in B's and that was your top motivator, that is autonomy. So autonomy, they're driven to act independently and express creativity. So these are the people that prefer to work by themselves. They're the ones who are really loving working at home and not having any of those interruptions and distractions. as long as their boss isn't consistently sending them emails and texts to ask what they're doing now, right? So as long as they're given this high goal, those with autonomy as a motivator just want you to tell me what the goal is, what you want me to accomplish, and let me go get it. Don't get in my way. That's going to motivate them. They prefer fewer restrictions. They're not afraid to bend the rules to get it done. They prefer to make their own decisions rather than use a consensus approach. So this is not someone you would put in that collaborative team lead position, the position to get all the stuff done and then hand it over to that person. They're very independent and creative thinkers. They prefer to manage projects rather than people. So it's not going to motivate them. Whereas someone with achievement or power and influence, which we're going to talk about, might feel really motivated if you put them in charge of the team. The person whose motivation is autonomy is not going to be motivated by that. They avoid volunteering team or group projects or breakout rooms of any kind. They dislike intensely interference and being told what to do. So again, find out what their skills are, give them the tools, and then let them go. They're going to be way more engaged in what they're doing and doing it for you. Some of their watch outs is they may appear to others to be antisocial or uncooperative, because especially if you're looking at someone who has relationships as a motivator, which we'll talk about, and they see this person as they don't want to interact with me, so they're not engaged. When they're over here working by themselves and they're very engaged. As leaders, we could really pull some of our people out of an engagement and a very motivated space if we think they need to be involved when that doesn't motivate them. They may or may not use it's my way or the highway approach to things. So if you're putting someone with autonomy as their top leadership or top motivator, they might need a little extra coaching as a leader to be able to have some collaboration. They can have some radical ideas as well, because remember, they have that creative thinking and their brain can go off and get really big ideas. I bet you Kathleen had this in her profile and she would come up with these big fantastical ideas and they're like, wait, how do we make that work? So those are some of the watch out. The next one, if you had all of your numbers highest in C, then that is power and influence as a motivator.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Our power and influence motivators are driven to seek out opportunities for recognition, prestige, authority, and or control. I also don't know anyone with this as a motivator. This person likes to lead. They like to lead and guide the actions of others. They like to influence how things are going to, you'll find them on board of directors, perhaps, or as the chair of the Kitsap Business Forum, perhaps, because they like to influence their community and the people around them. I don't know if we're talking about anyone in particular, but they like to influence the decisions. They like to take charge. They're interested in moving up. Like, how do I get to the next level? If you have anyone on your team that's always asking, what do I need to do to get the raise? What do I need to do to get the promotion? This is most likely their motivator. And putting that carrot in front of them, they'll continue to achieve more because they'll want that. And sometimes it could be as simple as a cool title. Like, we're going to make you director of operations in charge of fun and games. They're like, oh my God, how do I get that? Right? So that can really motivate them. They find public recognition of their skills energizing. They like to rally the troops and get people behind something. So they're very energetic and they like to feel that their work has an impact. Some of the watchouts for our power and influence motivators is they may appear to others to be political or manipulative because they're always trying to figure out how to get that recognition. And they're trying to influence how things happen, which can seem very manipulative. They can be self-promoting. They may take credit for team accomplishments. So if you've ever worked on that sales team that has that sales guy that takes credit for every sale that everyone else did, and somehow they miraculously made everything happen, this is most likely their motivator. So that could be a negative watch out for that personality style.
Crystal, and they may,
yeah.
You used the term when you said, you used the word, they may appear to be, and then you filled in a couple of those. Does that mean that that is just the way they're seen, or that is a inborn trait?
I wouldn't say their inborn trait is to be manipulative or political. However, most people in politics have power and influence as their primary motivator. Right. And it's, if you look at it, they like to influence people. They like to influence how their communities are shaped, et cetera. So the scene is manipulative, but isn't always being manipulative. And if it is actually manipulative, underhanded, that's that negative watch out trait. Someone who's expressing their motivation in the negative sense. Another watch out for the power and influence is that they might be overly concerned with what other people think about things. So if they're a leader and they're trying to collaborate the group, they might over collaborate, meaning they might try to get so much of what everyone else thinks that they can't ever get what they think out, right? It's hard for them to get that mix together. Our next motivation is the relationship motivator. So if you had most of yours in the D category, then relationships is your main motivation. And those with the relationship motivator are driven to seek out opportunities to build strong relationships with others. So they're most happy when they're working with others. This group is not doing great working at home by themselves, right? Whereas our autonomy people were, they're motivated by it. They want to stay home and keep working. These guys do not. They want back in the field. They want back in the office. Give them a day, give them 2 days in the office, something, anything, give them a carrot. They're not motivated right now. They're friendly, extroverted. They build rapport easily. Most of our salespeople have some kind of relationship motive, maybe mixed with that achievement motivator. They like to organize the social activities, the birthday parties, the company picnics, the lunches. I have one of these on my team. I hate doing all of that stuff. If I let her organize the company picnic, she's so motivated and engaged and happy doing her job. If I was doing it, I would be like poking my brainstem out. All of these details, I can't take it. But for her, it's so fun because she can't wait to make sure there's this little piece to make sure Karen's happy and this little piece to make sure Angela's happy and this little piece because David's going to freak out and it's going to be awesome, right? So they make the whole thing come together. So if you want to really motivate them, give them something like that to organize and they'll have a blast. They like to be in service of other people. They like to develop personal friendships with the people at work. So if you remember, our autonomy people don't necessarily like that and they can be seen as kind of cold and aloof. So to someone who's a relationship motivator, they're trying to develop this relationship. Let's say it's me, like they're trying to build a relationship with me. And I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to get things done and I want to do my job. And it doesn't mean I don't like you, Amy, but I'm trying to do this. And then Amy's like, Crystal hates me. And I'm like, I didn't even have those thoughts. Right. So that's how we can really damp down someone's motivation. If you have relationship motivators on your team, just stopping by their desk in the morning to genuinely ask how their morning is, how was their evening, how was that picnic with your brother, how was the dance recital with the kids, things of that nature can really help them feel engaged and motivated. Some of the watchouts for our relationship motivated people is that they may focus on the relationships at the expense of getting work done. We've all been on those teams where everyone's having a great time chit-chatting and nothing's getting done. So if you're a relationship motivated person, making sure that you find a balance in there. They may be seen as lacking a proper focus in getting things done because they're so focused on the relationship. And they might have difficulty making independent decisions differently than our power and influence motivator, but it's because they're so worried about making sure everyone else's needs are taken care of that they're afraid to make their own decision because it might impact those people, right? Whereas our power and influence want to know what everyone else thinks so that they can be it and be amazing and get that recognition. They may unnecessarily seek peer approval on tasks. So I've had several of these on my team and I have a hard time understanding it because I'm like, wait, what? Like, just do it. And they're like, okay, I did this. And I'm like, okay, but what do you need me to do? Like, what action are you looking for from me? And they're like, nothing. I just wanted to tell you. Okay, right. It took me a while to figure out that if I tamped that down, then I was demotivating them, letting them have that and go, okay, yeah, that sounds awesome. I think you did a great job. Go do it, Angela. Do it again. Right. And just that simple thing can motivate or demotivate someone with a relationship goal. Amy, I saw you raising your hand. You're like, yep, that's me. The watch outs are also that they're extroverted. They have a talkative nature. They might feel like it goes back to that expense of getting the work done. So they're the ones that are always going to go popping into each other's offices. So if they're having a tough day, they're not getting the stuff done. The emails are piling up, whatever. The way they're going to feel motivated and re-engage their passion is to go pop in on everyone else in the office and see what they're doing. Get that connection. That builds their fire. The worst thing we can do as leaders is completely tamp that down. Of course, we need them to get the job done. Give them some space and some time to have that. Make sure there's some activities in their day that allows them to get that. Another watch out with our relationship is they might avoid any kind of feedback or criticism or conflict. So you have to find ways to kind of dig that out. So especially if you're a real like go-getter, get it done, hard charger, like myself, perhaps, then we have to sit, have the conversation, connect before we can get into those things. Otherwise, they're too scared to even have the, they're like, no, we're fine. We're fine. Everything's great. I'm happy. They are not happy. So we have to slow down enough. Sometimes that means taking them out of the office. I've had one on my team like this. It's like, I think it's time for us to go to lunch. Don't you think? Yeah, that would be helpful. And sometimes we don't even have to talk about the issue at hand, but just getting out of the office and connecting can help them move through the conflict. For me, with high achievement and power and influence, wouldn't work at all. I'm like, we need to talk this out, right? Those who had their highest amount in E, that is the security motivator. So you're motivated by security. The security motivated are driven to seek out work environments that provide security and stability. All right, if you have a security motivation, military, government, jobs in education, where once you're in, are going to be really, really attractive to them. That doesn't mean they won't want to work in some, you know, high-flying startup or something of that. They just need to know their space is secure. I have one of these on my team. Some of the ways that I help them feel secure is I share our profit and loss. Like, this is where we are financially. We're so healthy. We're strong. Yeah, we're in the middle of a crazy economy, but we're good. We got money over here. And that makes them feel strong and secure and motivated in what we're doing, that they can stay engaged and keep doing their job. They like predictability in their work environment. So they want to know, they want to have that routine. Doesn't mean they can't be shaken out of it, but not as often. They like plenty of information. They're data junkies. They want what they want to know, all the stuff that goes in behind why we're making a decision. That's going to help them feel secure in what we're doing. They are very process and procedure driven. So one of the ways you can help motivate them is put them in charge of that sort of stuff. I love processes and procedures because they help keep me on track and get results. I'm not good at making the processes and procedures. So I pass them off to someone on my team who has that security motivation, even if it's not their primary, but it's somewhere higher in their chart, because it will help them feel like they're in control and things are stable and moving forward. They might have a little bit of difficulty holding on to what I call the sacred cows. It's like, but this is the way we've always done it. Why would we do it different? It's working. And so you have to give them all the information behind it for them to want to get off of that position. It's not that they're trying not to change. It's not that they're trying to get in your way. It's that they don't see why you should change a process if it's not broken. And so you have to show them the reasons behind it for them to want to get behind it. They might get a little stuck in their comfort zone. So in order to get them out of their comfort zone and keep them motivated, small increments. Don't give them a big change. They're not the ones that I want you to be on a performance improvement plan and I want you to be different by this date. It's
introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2 gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
Small increments to help them move out of that comfort zone is going to make them feel secure and stable. One other thing that's really good for these guys is to set really clear expectations. And if they're written and hard and you talk about them all the time, they're going to feel very, very confident and motivated. So that's really hard for those of us who run really fast and rapid to slow down enough to make it clear and well-written. But that's something that can make them feel really secure, and they will work so hard for you if you help them feel that way. The other is if all of your numbers were in F, then you are motivated by balance and comfort. Those who are in balance and comfort are driven to seek work environments that place equal emphasis on non-work activities. That doesn't mean they want to go out for drinks with the team. That means they want to go home. So when they say balance and comfort, they're the ones that, like when we talked, Karen talked about Generation X, one was that first generation to say, you know, I want to be able to go to my kids' games and work really hard. Like they want that balance. Those with balance and comfort are exactly that. They want to make sure they have their family life and their work life, and they want them very cleanly separated. If you have a work environment that's not like that, where everything's all jumbled together and you guys all go out for drinks afterwards, which is great for our relationship motivators, great for our power and influence motivators, even our achievement motivators, because we can network there, then our balance and comfort people are going to feel really out of whack and not motivated at all. And they can be seen as clock watchers. So those other motivators will then look at them and think they're not engaged. They don't even want to be here, but it's not true. They do want to be there. And then when they're not there, they really want to not be there. They want that balance between the two. So they enjoy having each day different as well. So they do really good in customer service positions where there's a lot of change happening. Executive assistants are really good in this. They are more productive in the absence of stress, however. So they like things nice and clean, moving through. They're usually pretty laid back, our balance and comfort. They're pretty laid back. They like to talk about their life outside of work. So some ways that you can help them feel motivated and engaged is by asking the questions, right? How was your daughter's dance recital last night? Right? How did she do? What level did she perform at? They want to know that you care about their life outside of work. They're reluctant to take on extra work if it gets in the way of their personal life. So making sure they have clean boundaries. This is not the person to give a cell phone and expect them to answer it every hour of the day. They're not okay with that. And that they'll leave your organization fairly quickly and you'll never know why. That's the reason. Because of that, they might come across as lacking in dedication or commitment or initiative, but that's not the case. These guys will come in and work really hard for 6 hours straight and then go home, right? They might get more done in that 6 hours. They're very focused, very driven. But then when they're done, they want to turn it off and walk away. So it's good to give them some flex hours even and let them go home on have Fridays at home. If they know their daughter always gets off early. So then they have time to themselves and then they have time with their daughter. That can really help them stay motivated and engaged on the team if you make that happen. Any questions about any of those motivators or anything that came up with anyone that you wanted to share that was an aha before we jump into strategies?
One of the words I was looking for as you went through all this was, who's the best listener? And I didn't hear that word in all that you talked.
I don't know that there is one that's the best listener, because it's about the motivations are more about what motivates them. I would say your power and influence is going to be the best listener if they're in an environment where whatever's being said, done, or in front of them is going to help them get ahead. Your achievement motivator, kind of the same thing. How is whatever's being said going to help them get to their goals? They're going to listen very intently. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your relationship motivator is going to listen on how it can how they can connect with you, right? So if you're talking about what's going on your desk, they're going to listen because they want to support you and know how they can help you. Your autonomy is going to want to know what the details are on how they can fit into it and make things happen.
Yeah. If they've got a strength, then they'll listen better in that strength area.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
I was just wondering if you were going to pull the group. It might be interesting to see how the group is. I don't know if you had that planned or not.
I didn't have that planned because I wasn't sure if everyone was able to take the assessment. So I didn't want to force it, but we could do a show of hands. How many people had achievement as their number one motivator? Just Karen. How many people had autonomy as their top motivator? Nobody. How about power and influence? Shocking. I know, it's me. How about relationship? Oh, we got three of those. Fantastic. Oh, and we had someone else with achievement that jumped in on the chat. How about security as your top motivator? Amy. Nice. And balance and comfort. Oh, we've got two hands up. So Leslie and Monica, is that security?
I had a 4 in relationships and then 3 in the first two.
So achievement and autonomy.
Uh-huh. Which is interesting, a little bit contradictory, autonomy and relationships. but that's just like me.
Way to be a conflict for us.
Yep.
And what's cool about that combo, though, that autonomy and relationships, is often they can complement each other, because you'll figure out how to connect with everyone, go off, do it, make it all happen, and then come back and say, hey, look at what I did. Right. But they go off and do it by themselves.
That makes Thank sense. You. I like that. Then you throw, you know, signs in there and everything, Aquarius and all that good stuff. And boy, oh boy.
We got a potpourri.
Oh, yes.
We are all a potpourri. That's for sure. And my top is power and influence. And then my second, which is 6. So I have 6 in power and influence and 5 in achievement. So that can totally give you, you guys know me well, you've been hanging out with me for a year every week here, chit chatting. So you can see how that influences all of the things that I've done, right? The board, and I've been on 4 different board of directors just in the 6 years of owning my business. I've been the chair of the Water Trails Festival, the chair of the Kitsap Business Forum, the podcast. So it's all leading into that. How can I achieve? How can I go to the next level? And how can I get recognition for it and influence those around me? Explains why I'm here. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I had notes somewhere, they're there, is some of the strategies that we use to get our motivators met, which can help us in leading other people in helping them come up with strategies. And Gina, I asked if she was comfortable with me calling her out. She'd sent me this lovely email about how working in charity and community involvement was very motivating to her. So that's an example. And Gina, what was your number one motivator?
Relationships.
Right. So her number one motivator is relationships. And a strategy that she gets to meet that is working in her community, charity, serving others, serving her community. That makes her feel very connected, very driven, and very motivated. So when she's doing that, I'm guessing, Gina, and you can speak for yourself, but I'm guessing when you're in that space, you feel like you're on cloud 9. It's like, I can do anything. I'm engaged. I want to do this every day. And me doing Uplift Kitsap is a strategy to meet my power and influence, right? I can share these tools and skills and strategies that have helped me make it through the pandemic and hopefully helping you, which feeds that for me. That's how a strategy of how I make that happen. And it makes sense that it's my favorite part of the week, every week, no matter whether I'm presenting or someone else is presenting, but it feeds that and gives me that strategy. So any other strategies, we can just go down the list, or if people want to jump out and say, hey, this is, I see a strategy of how I meet my relationship motivator, or how I reach my security.
It's interesting how that changes in different aspects of your life.
Your motivators change frequently. Unlike, you know, when we did personality profiles and things of that nature, that stays pretty consistent most of our life. Your motivators can change based on what's going on around you. So if you were motivated by something else before the pandemic, it might be something different now. So they can change often. We take this once a year in my office.
Is there a link to the assessment?
So you can grab that there.
I got it.
Amy, did you have a question?
I do. Okay. So what if it's like the reverse? Like, what if I know my strengths and I know what motivates me? How would I let my bosses or potential bosses know what my strengths are and what really motivates me, so that they have a better way to really get me motivated?
And what was your number one?
Actually, I had 2. I had security and relationship.
Okay, perfect. Because it's going to be different for whatever your motivators are, right? I'm powered influence and achievement. So shocking, I'm going to be really straightforward. So I would sit down with my boss and say, hey, here's the things that motivate me. How can we make this happen here? Because I like it here and I want to stay, right? That's not going to work so much in the relationship and balance comfort. But if you come at it from that relational standpoint, so it's probably would be more engaging for you to sit down and say, let's say Angela is your boss. You can be like, hey, Angela, I really, really like it here. I like working here. I like the work that I do. And I want to stay engaged in what I'm doing. Here's some of the things I really like doing and that have me feeling super happy each day. How can I do more of those things, right? So it's more in that relational connection. Because even you having that conversation serving your corporation or your boss helps fit in with your motivations. So you'll feel really good after that conversation. Now, given that your motivators are both fairly conflict averse, it might be better if you did an email. That might feel easier to you, like less anxious, is to say, hey, I took this class with Crystal on Uplift Kitsap and we talked about motivators and here's mine. And I thought that would be interesting information for you to have. If you want to have a chat, let me know. Right. That might be a better way for you. Does that feel better?
Kind of. I was curious more as not necessarily for me personally, but like how would somebody, if they felt like because I love my job and I love what I do here. So that's not even an issue. But let's say if you're not feeling secure in your job and you're not feeling motivated, what types of things could a person do to actually go to their boss and say, I'm not feeling motivated, but I think that these things, if we can incorporate it, would motivate me more. How would you approach doing that with a boss or with your coworkers?
Just like that. Is there any boss here who wouldn't love it if an employee had that conversation with them? I love it when my people come tell me how I can make them happier. Yeah, Monica's in the chat. She's like, totally, come tell me.
Right? I want chocolate. I want coffee. No.
You know, be realistic. If you show up at my office and say, what's going to motivate me is a $10,000 raise, a car, and 6 weeks of vacation, we might have a disconnect.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. No. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, the Zoom cut out. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Monica says, I wish my employees were motivated by chocolate. She can do that. Yeah, I think what a great conversation to have. And I love it when my employees come up and let me know they're not motivated. And we have this as a tool to have that conversation and go, okay, well, where are your needs not getting met? What kind of tasks are you doing that are sucking the life out of you? Can we give them to someone else? Like, those are fun conversations for most of us as employers and leaders to have. So don't be afraid to have those conversations with your leadership at any time. And then the other is to recognize you're in control. 100%, we are all in control of what motivates us. I don't even have a boss to help me feel motivated, which sometimes really sucks. I just stand in front of the mirror and be like, all right, Crystal, let's have a conversation about how we're not utilizing our strengths. Then people call me crazy and it's fine. It's probably true. But we're in charge of what motivates us. So making a list of strategies of how you can get motivated and feel motivated, and they don't always have to be work-related. Because sometimes, especially as a business owner in the middle of COVID, when my sales are down 90%, is my power and influence being fulfilled? Nope. Is my achievement being fulfilled? Nope. Okay, let's go to the next one on the list. Is relationships being fulfilled? Can't even talk to anybody? Nope. Right? So I had nothing. And there was some dark moments there, but I know I'm the only one in charge. So what can I do to get a sense of achievement? I'm painting the entire interior of my house by myself. Everyone's saying, Crystal, why don't you just hire someone? You're busy. You have too much to do. I'm like, because it's giving me a sense of achievement. It's giving me that sense of accomplishment, which then when I show up to work where I'm not getting it, I feel my cup is full to start off with. And then it gets empty and I go home and paint a closet door and then I come back and do it again. But each day I have some kind of sense of achievement or accomplishment at home. So it doesn't have to be work to help us fill that cup up, but we're in control of whether we're filling it up or not. So in achievement, find something that you can accomplish, put a goal in front of yourself. And sometimes when we're in a space like we are in this current environment, make them little goals, little things that you can achieve and give yourself a reward for it. It's like, hey, if I get through today without crying, I get ice cream. Whatever it is and needs to be to help kind of a little bit fill that cup. And especially if we're in that depression space, it's hard to find those things. So just make them little until they get bigger and bigger. In autonomy, find something that you can accomplish on your own. Something that you're really good at. Maybe you build model airplanes, then get one. Go do that by yourself in a room that no one can come in. The door's locked. No, your kids can't help you with it. It's your project. So that can help give you that autonomy. In your power and influence, find something that you can influence, whether that's working in a charity or volunteering your time or being a speaker on Uplift Kitsap. Come join me. I need some more. And in relationships, finding ways that you can relate with the people around you, doing the Zoom, finding that person that's your one person to meet outside and have hot cocoa with and just pour your heart out for a second can help fill that cup up. In security, finding something where you can control all the data, like building a spreadsheet for someone in security could really help fill their cup. Like, just give me a bunch of data I can compile and control and put in its place and I'll feel better. right? So that could be a strategy. In balance and comfort, it could be taking that time out for yourself, going for a walk, taking a bath, but making sure it's in your schedule frequently so that you can refill that cup, right? Getting up early so you can have some alone time before the kids need to get on Zoom, that sort of thing. So you've got that balance. Balance and comfort's really hard for people to get fulfilled right now because of all the crazy all over the place. All the lines are blurred and they're not having a good time.
A personal talk for a moment. I've got quite an interesting history, but it may not be different than anybody on this Zoom. Is I spent 20 years in the Navy. And therefore, I found that the motivation shifted based on where you were. If you were on the ship and you had a mission and it was dangerous, you had no problem motivating that. But if you were here and you're in the shipyard and you had 9 months of basically a regular job, you felt that the time away and the balance and comfort was really a priority because you knew in a year you weren't going to have it. So the people with Navy background may see that their motivation can shift based on the environment that they're placed in. And I also found that to be true when you had the auxiliary leadership, whether you were in the Boy Scouts as a leader, where were you in a church leader, or you were on a board of a charity. Each of those had a different purpose. And therefore, your motivation was a little bit different. The people there wanted to be listened to. The young boys in Boy Scouts, good Lord, you know, you felt like you needed, you know, it's like leading with a herd. But what was interesting is that I experienced something, and I just want to throw it out to the group. After the Navy, I was involved as a contractor working down at the shipyard, and I was involved in a company. Well, there was a drawdown. I happened to notice that the first people to leave were the people in the security and the relationship area, and the people not to leave were the people with achievement and power and influence. And the way we noticed that was funny enough is those people were doing the birthday cake of the month. And as soon as we lost them, we lost a lot of the social joy and interaction, and that portion of life became less conspicuous, and people were drained away because that wasn't something that was big. And it was an interesting thing that was lost when you were focused in that other direction.
What can happen in our culture? Thank you, William. That's what can happen in our culture as a company or a family or a church group or a community group is if we focus too much, say, on achievement as part of our culture, then the people who are not motivated by that will self-select out or get fired because they're not achieving. And then we lose something in our culture. Right? That well-roundedness that we've talked about on so many different Uplift Kitsap episodes with so many different speakers is some of the things that get lost if we get too hyper-focused on one thing. And that's what I love about personal motivations is knowing that it kind of takes all of them to make a well-rounded space. Now, the Navy might not have space on the ship for security. It's probably not a good motivator for joining the Navy, but they probably don't, or they're the ones that are really uncomfortable the entire time they're serving because they don't have that. And so knowing it for yourself and finding some of those strategies and finding the right company culture to work in can really help keep you kind of happy and balanced.
Yeah. And the last one is I was involved in the workforce. Now I'm building my own business. But in the early years, the thing called encounter groups was developed. And I don't know if anybody remembers that, but that was to get people together to force communications among the groups. Remember, I asked a question about listening. We found that the bosses sometimes just told you to do things and wasn't understanding what your motivations were. And so they got the encounter groups together to force a listening team of what was going on. And a lot of companies really succeeded with that. And a lot of companies didn't because the people couldn't adapt to it. But it was a place where once you found out that there somebody did have an autistic child at home and they may need to take a little time off, that helped the relationship. But he wasn't going to talk about that. but you found it out, and therefore you were just a little bit understanding with when he said I had to leave at 2 instead of 6. It's because it was reality.
And my guess on the people who didn't really like those encounter groups were motivated by autonomy. So talking to everyone in the group was not it was demotivating to them. That's how powerful that can be. So there might have been a different way for to get the information from them and still keep them engaged.
But I'll guarantee you, when we ended up cutting the company down in half, we all sure missed the birthday cakes for the month.
Well, who doesn't miss cake when it's missing?
Yeah. All right. Thanks. This is really good, especially with seeing where we all fit and which are the strengths and the weaknesses. I'm getting a lot out of this. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for being here. I get so much out of this.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.